Temperatures really took off on Sunday as we were up in the 70s to near 80 degrees, and that's the kind of weather that we're going to see today. This is all determined by a stationary front that is lifted up north of the Florida-Georgia border. That keeps Northeast Florida on the warm side of that front. There will be a little bit of wind at times. It's not going to be too breezy, but the temperatures stay mild, and the threat for rain really stays low, too. We got to watch that frontal boundary, though, for a couple of showers, and with that front hanging out near and north of I-10, that'll be the primary spot for rain today. If you do get rain over you, it's not going to last that long, and there will be plenty of dry hours today. Over the next few days, that frontal boundary is going to stay up in southeast Georgia. That keeps northeast Florida on the mild and, you might even call it, warm side of that front. That's going to keep our temperatures in the 70s each day. The days do look a little bit cloudy at times, but there is not much, if any, rain with those clouds. We also got to watch out for fog, in particular, Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. I mentioned we're on the warm side of this frontal boundary. There is plenty of moisture to work with, and we're going to see that in the form of fog. We're just not really going to see it in the form of rain. We start to see the wind really pick up on Thursday, and then we see changes move into northeast Florida on Friday. Friday will be cooler. Instead of temps near 80 in the upper 70s, we'll be in the 60s. There will also be scattered showers that move in as well. And as we get closer to Friday, we'll work out and pinpoint the timing of that rain. But what you need to know is Friday is going to be cooler and a little bit wet. The weekend looks cooler as well, and we are really going to pick up the wind off the Atlantic. That's going to keep it breezy at the coast. It'll also keep the threat for a coastal shower around near the beaches and I-95, not just Saturday, but also into Sunday. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.